Okay, Shalom Abayisai. We are in Chodesh Halvavos, Shara Tshuva, Perek Gimel. Chodesh Halvavos is now discussing what are the premises for Tshuva, meaning what has to be in place for a person to do Tshuva. So I said, number one, you have to acknowledge your guilt. As long as you're still saying, well, it could be it was okay, this, that, but let me do tshuva just in case, you're saying the tshuva is very lacking, because tshuva very much depends on true regret, which won't really be until you have faced your guilt head on. So in Hashem, in Perek Gimel Hashem.
How does he do
that? What's that?
If he doesn't have that awareness, that Hashem for him, how does he work on himself to recognize
it is
shameful?
No, not shameful. Just to acknowledge what you did was wrong. That's all. Meaning not to be justifying. That's all.
Okay.
Right. Meaning that you know that what you did was megune. Meaning you know what you did was wrong. You're acknowledging your guilt. That's all it means here. Soon we'll see a little more. But that's all it means here. Asheni, number two is Sheida bechiyuv roya ma'aseihu ugnusai. This is a little bit of a fine point, but he's saying you have to understand how bad it was. Meaning, it's not enough to say, okay, this was an aveira and I did it. But what's already so bad about it? Meaning, it's true. Just an halacha, you're not supposed to do X, Y, Z. I did it. But what's so terrible about it? They're saying that is still lacking in the premises of tshuva. And I don't think he means to say that tshuva is ma'akiv. Person says, okay, I did it. I shouldn't have done it. I don't think it's so terrible, but I want to do tshuva. It's certainly not a quality tshuva. You do have to appreciate. But whatever the case is, this is the difference between the first and the second. The first one is basically saying, acknowledge that you did the aveir. The second one is to realize how bad it was. Meaning, it's an easier, let's say in a case where you shame the person. Okay, let's say. It's relatively simple. You really appreciate how the other person was hurt and how that's a despicable thing to do, right? But he is talking about, he wants us to get there with anything, any transgression of halacha. He wants us not only to understand that we did the aveira, but he also wants us to appreciate the badness of what we did. So, like, let's say, for example, I don't know, a person failed to make a bracha, right? So he wants us not just to say, okay, I acknowledge I should have made the bracha and I didn't, but he wants you to appreciate what's wrong with eating without a bracha to whatever extent you can. Now here, it's certainly not going to be the same as murdering, stealing, etc. But he wants you to appreciate that. Now, this requires a little bit of thought, perhaps a little bit of study. L'chaira, this is an enhancement of tshuva, not an ikuv of tshuva, but you can approach this on two levels. Either you can say, let's say, a person ate without a bracha. So you can either approach it from the angle of what is wrong specifically with eating without a bracha and try to appreciate the concept of the ingratitude. There's a lot of things that could be said about eating without a bracha. Try to appreciate it a bit. The concept of, if you want to go a little bit deeper, any piece of food is actually a demonstration of Kvod Shamayim, which you don't have a right to touch. An apple on the table. Apple is a demonstration of Kvod Shamayim. What right do you have to destroy it? The answer is, and this is really the depth behind the Gemara in Shabbos, which say, Brachas, which says that a person, it's kilu goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as though you're robbing Hashem, because he has a sign of his covet in this world. What right do you have to destroy it? When you make a bracha, you are providing the Kvod Shamayim. You are coming, and here you're, it's so to speak, you are compensating for the Kvod Shamayim that you take away by a declaration of recognition of Hashem's honor. Well, without doing that, you have stolen a piece of his honor, to appreciate that. Now, these are things that can be specific to anything, whatever the halacha is that you're talking about. but also in a general way. Sometimes it can get too complicated. I transgress some halacha, I have to start figuring out what is particularly evil about that particular transgression. Sometimes it gets a little complicated, but we could say just in a general way, appreciating the sacrilege in Hashem told you something and you didn't do it. That's something that you can just apply across the board without having to get too specific and too complicated. And that's something you can, yes, you can sit down and think about. Hashem said not to do something and the significance of disobeying. Whatever it is, this is another point that he's making. Classic Chavis Avavis style of breaking things down mamish to their elements. And he's telling us, number one, you have to acknowledge that you did the Avera. Number two, you should appreciate the wrongness of the Avera. Okay, understand like how these are, this is an added layer. Is that clear enough? How this is an added layer? Okay.
So how does one avoid taking this to the extreme? It seems like the king is the boss, you have to listen. You don't listen to the king, so you have no right to live perhaps. So once you're told, you know, it goes even further in a minute, we'll see. But once you're told, you really have to appreciate how wrong it was that you did, how bad it was, how evil it was, right?
So, like, where do you go from there? You're just supposed to really get yourself. So, you know what? We'll just fast forward for a minute, and then we'll fast back to point number five. That was point number two that we saw. Point number five is appreciating that tshuva provides the way out. You know what? I'll illustrate this with a little mice. Again, we're fast forwarding here, but that's okay. Sorry. We're fast forwarding here, but that's okay. This is a beautiful story. The Baruch Ber Leibovich, I don't know if any of you read about him. He was a Kaddish V'Tohar, but also like a Tamim. Like, there was absolutely no Chachmas. Like, for example, you know, it says in Chazal that having Mitzavik Ba'afar HaGoyim, you should lie in the dust of the feet of the Tamid Chachamim. Reb Chaim Brisker came to visit his yeshiva. He got down on the ground and like rolled around in the dust at Reb Chaim's feet. That was Reb Baruch Ber. So Reb Baruch Ber had an elderly father that he cared for. And cared for him. And his father passed away. His father passed away. Reb Baruch Ber was beside himself with the sense that I didn't do enough for him. Perhaps I could have, if I would have done more, a very dedicated son. Said, so perhaps if I could have done more, if I would have done this, if I would have done that, I could have kept him alive for longer. And he really, really was torturing himself. And everybody tried the approach of you did so much and you did everything. He was saying, if I could have done more. Nobody was managing to allay his feelings. Until he went to the Chafetz Chaim came from a completely different angle. Chafetz Chaim said to him, you know what? You killed your father. You murdered him. But you know what? The Navi says there's such a thing called tshuva. And the Navi requires us, Hashem requires us to believe in it. Do tshuva. I think that's the answer to your question. Just it has to be elaborated at more length. It's appreciating, on the contrary, you know what? Because of your question, the Jews of earlier times and the times of the Nevi'im, they really had a deeper appreciation of what an Aver is. For us, we're a little more comfortable with the concept of tshuva because why not? You know, say this, I did something. So I'll apologize and Hashem forgives me. Like, why not? The people in the times of the Navi, since they had a real appreciation of what Hashem is, a real appreciation of what an Aver is, like you mentioned, they had a hard time accepting that Hashem would really accept the tshuva. The Navi had to argue with them and insist. But that's really the point. The understanding that, yes, what you did was very wrong. And Adarab, coming to a realization of that, puts you on the threshold of rectifying it and moving past it and being completely reconciled with Hashem. It's the lashon of the Rambam, is that, you know, if yesterday you were meshukatz mitulav, you know, if yesterday you were completely despised and disgusting to Hashem, and today you are ahuv, etc. You are beloved and cherished and drawn close. So that's the understanding. Yes, we come to a realization of how wrong it was, with the understanding that by realizing that and by really expressing our contriteness to Hashem, that brings us back into His ultimate, into His best graces. So that's number two. Number three is, so again, number one was acknowledging that you did the Avera. Number two is appreciating how bad the Avera is. And number three is, She'idah b'chiyuv agmo al ma'aseh, to know the punishment for what you did. If you don't appreciate, if you don't know the punishment, then that also will impair your charata. Part of the charata is the understanding that you really got yourself into hot water. And therefore, a person should know the punishment, the penalty for what it is he did. That's where Rabbeinu Yonah makes a point in Shari Tshuva of going through the punishments for the various avodos. What's that?
What are you going to do for there's no punishment? Because there's no reward.
Well, first of all, there is punishment in Olam Haba, just that's not defined. You're right, it's not defined. And Ochanami? To be Mevatel HaNese, right. Right. Theoretically, there are, well, not exactly punishments. Bezdin Makino Yisrael, right? There could be, Bezdin might beat him up, but. And Ochanami? But so the truth is coming on to really appreciate, to learn up and appreciate what the implications will be in the Olam HaEmes to whatever extent we can grasp that. And to appreciate that in the Olam HaEmes it is real. Okay. It's like your Anu Shalom, when you really appreciate that you will be punished for it, then you will regret it and ask for mechila. Also clear, it's also clear from the psukim that he's bringing afterwards that he is talking about the punishment in terms of facing Hashem, the punishment of Olam Haba. He brings someami pachtecha b'sari, mishpatecha yareisi, right? My hair is raising, is standing on end because of the fear of your judgment. So yes, to spend some time contemplating the concept of schar v'onesh in Olam Haba, if it isn't something that is startling enough in Olam Hazeh. That's number three. Number four is sheyeda shu shamu alav, to appreciate that it is recorded. V'nichtav v'sefer avinoisav, every one of the averis is kept track of. Tracked, recorded, and there will be no disregarding of anyone, there will be no forgetting of anyone, and Hashem won't give discounts. That's a famous story of the Gra. We say Hashem won't give discounts. Again, we're talking without truth. Right? This is all the point. But the there's a famous story with the Gra. The Gra was once at an inn, and he saw one of these, some prosta person came in. And this was like a Jew who had abandoned everything. Big brute. Nobody wants to get near him. And he came in, he sat down and ordered some food and right away dug in. Nobody else wanted to, everyone was just kind of steering clear of him. The girl went over to him and said, "You didn't wash." So the guy looked up and started guffawing. He said, "I didn't wash. You want to know what I did yesterday? You want to know what my Shabbos looks like? You're talking about me not washing the Tiyas Yadayim. I do all the chamuras I do." So the girl said to him, "You think that doing all the chamuras will get you off the hook for not washing? Every time you eat a meal without washing, you're going to be held accountable for that also. And all the chamuras that you do are not going to be mevatel that. So it's not kedai for you to eat now without washing." So this is the point that he's making here. Don't think that, things will get lost in the bigger picture. Nothing at all will get lost, and each thing will be cause for individual regrets. Even if a person did many, many averis, Chalila, he will still regret the one food that he ate without a bracha among the other myriads of much more severe things that he did, if I just this time I wanted to be without a bracha, my situation would be that much better. Whatever it is, that's not really his point. Now, that might go back to the third point. Now, I just want to remind everybody, this is a little bit of a harsh discussion, but this is all for the purpose of putting us into position to getting it all rectified. The more we can appreciate the realness and the harshness of it, the more we're in position to getting it completely rectified, cleansed, and reconciled. So let's not run away from this. Whatever the case is, it's the understanding that nothing at all will be overlooked. There is no such thing. Okay, we'll stop here for today.
Thank you.
Yes, and it's Hashem. Bruchim to you. Thank you.